Hello, I'm Stella Adam, and you're listening to a podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. I am joined by
Lina,
Paulina,
Emily,
Courtney,
Onyx,
Lily,
Joseph,
Elliot,
and Spencer.
We are students from the Mount Lebanon High School and also Stiftisches Gymnasium. Yeah. And today we will be discussing the similarities and differences between cultures and lifestyles. So just as a start-off question to our conversation, are there any other cultures or countries that you guys are interested in experiencing during your lifetime?
Switzerland.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything in particular about a Swiss culture or food or lifestyle that you're interested in?
I mean, I'm a big skier. Like, my dad was born in Vermont, and he grew up skiing, which he kind of passed down to me and my brother. And so I really am just interested in, like, Swiss ski culture because, like, the top 10 largest ski resorts in the world are all in, like, the French, Italian, Swiss, and Austrian Alps. And Switzerland, especially, famous for being neutral and also being one of the most prosperous countries on Earth, is really enticing to me, especially when you factor in the Swiss Alps and how killer skiing must be over there. So that's really what I find most enticing about Switzerland. In fact, I'd actually like to live in Switzerland someday.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I love Switzerland.
Has anyone been to Switzerland before?
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there as well.
That's awesome.
Lucky.
I've been there skiing a lot.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's nice. How did you like it?
It was fun. It's always fun to
yeah.
ski.
Yeah, what was your experience like with skiing? Like, how is it different from how it normally is, I guess?
I don't think it's different to ski like in Austria or something, but I just like it. I don't know. Yeah.
So what does everyone think about, like, the American students? What do you guys think about German food and the German students? What do you guys think about American food?
I loved schnitzel. I tried it. It was amazing. Like, I think I haven't eaten much pork before, but, like, after eating schnitzel, like, I really like it now. It's, like,
yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love the American food, but it's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's very tasty, like, all the junk food, Raising Cane's, yes. Chipotle, all that. Crumble cookies, but it's not really good, though.
I also like the American food, but I think, like, after these 2 weeks, I'm really looking forward to German food again.
And I miss bread so much. Like,
yes.
Good German bread.
I really like schnitzel also. My Oma makes very good schnitzel and spätzle.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Yes.
Love it.
I love schnitzel.
I don't really like German food that much. It's okay. I just, like, it's, like, not my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm curious. Do you guys have, like, Amerifair restaurants in Germany? Like, restaurants that are specifically branded as, like, American restaurants with, like, stereotypical, like, American things decorating the place in the same way that we have, like, Chinese restaurants that often have very stereotypical Chinese things? Just as decor?
We have, like, American diners.
Yeah.
So, like, the waitresses are, like, dressed up, like, in the 90s, like,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it looks like...
It looks like in the films.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like, diner culture is more of, like, a 70s thing, but I get what you're talking about.
Yeah. But I think we only have this in, like, big cities, like, Cologne and Berlin, probably, but not, like, in our town.
I have a Chinese restaurant in my town, and it also looks like a Chinese restaurant. Like, the lambs are there, and, yeah, it's only Chinese food there, so, yeah.
What's your guys' favorite food?
Chipotle.
Like, in general, or, like, specifically German food?
No, in general.
Mexican.
Sushi.
Yes.
Me too.
I think gyros.
I like trail mix.
Oh, trail mix is so good.
It's just really, it's like a great snack food, and it's very portable, and it's just good.
Yeah. I like tortellini, but I also really like ice cream. Like, I'm a huge ice cream person. I could eat all the ice cream ever. It's so good.
Do you prefer ice cream cake or ice cream sandwiches?
I don't like ice cream cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches, I'd say they're pretty good. It depends, though. Oreo has very good ice cream sandwiches, and it's like a huge Oreo cookie, but the cookie part is like an ice cream sandwich, mm-hmm. and then the filling is cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh,
that's Oreo.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's,
what are ice cream sandwiches?
It's like a sandwich with ice cream. So like some will be like a chocolate. Like I have to show you.
It's like two cookies with ice cream in the middle, and then it's kind of like frozen together, so it's more solid.
Okay. I understand.
What are some differences, like, for the German students and also the American students that went to Germany? Like, what are some differences in culture, but also similarities that you can see from, I guess, Europe and North America?
I don't know if this could really be a cultural thing, but one thing that I took note of is how a lot of things in Germany are very similar, but ever so slightly different to how we do it in the U.S. Like, I noticed that when you guys raise your hand in school, you typically do, like, the one finger up, whereas in the U.S. it's the full palm of your hand. And also, this isn't, like, a behavioral thing, but also outlets are different in Germany for plugging things in. And all of these, like, little things just really stuck out to me and how, like, Western culture as a whole has really bled into each other. But every single Western country does things just a little bit differently to the point where it almost feels like looking at an AI-generated image where you are seeing something that looks human, but there are a bunch of very subtle differences that just feel a little off-putting. And I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with German culture. It's just saying that as someone who is always done all these things one way, it feels a little bit odd when or off when someone else does them a different way, because that's the norms of their culture.
I'd say like one difference I like noticed was how open people are with smoking in like not just Germany but Europe in general. Like I went to Croatia, like on the beach everyone was smoking. Like it's just more common to do it out in the open, more people do it. Like, while in, like, some places in the U.S., like, people do it, but it's more taboo to smoke. Like, yeah. I see more vapes than I do, like, people smoking actual cigarettes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and I think another part that was, like, big for me was, like, all the walking. Mm-hmm. Because in America, we generally drive everywhere. And in Germany, it was, like, a lot more public transport and a lot more walking. And so it was actually very nice to, like, walk and, like, see, like, be in the moment and not just, like, drive right past it in, like, a car, right?
Definitely. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the windows are a little bit different. Yeah. What do you guys think about the windows?
It's weird. Like, I still try to figure out how to open the window in my bathroom because I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Like, when we're locking the door, to do it in the other...
Dig up. The other direction.
Yeah, the other direction.
Is the entertainment pretty similar, like sports, music, TV? Do you guys think that that's pretty similar or, like, a little bit different?
I think, like, the sports thing here is completely different.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any school sport teams. Mm-hmm. Just a few, but not that much. And it's not common to be in there. So mm-hmm. we're just doing sports outside of school.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
But I will say, from what I have seen, like, the general attitudes towards sports with, like, rooting for the home team and getting very riled up about when your town's sports team is doing well is constant across national lines.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think is the biggest difference between Germany and America?
This isn't, like, a big difference, but, like, is it true that, like, there's no artificial dyes in Germany in anything?
In the food? Like, chemicals or dyes?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I feel like if you go to the grocery store in America, I feel like the person checking you out, if you go to a cashier, they'll, like, talk to you and, like, ask you how your day is, but I feel like in Germany it's not like that.
No, yeah.
It's
not.
They'll just, like scan
Americans
your stuff and go.
So friendly.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. I think Germans are not that open. Like, yes. They not come to you and say, like, oh, how are you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think one of the big things, too, is that I think in Germany, like, it's foreign concept of, like, waving hi to strangers on the street. Like, in America, that's kind of, like, a very, like, big thing. If, like, you see somebody wearing, like, a shirt that you like, then you're kind of like, hey, nice shirt. But from my experiences in Germany, that was not very common.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you greet someone in Germany, some stranger, it might be that they don't even say hello back. So,
I will say, though, I do feel like a lot of, like, closer friendships in the U.S. kind of felt more, like, superstitious, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like in Germany, I saw people, like, close friends doing stuff together a lot more than I typically see, like, friends, like, high schoolers hanging out in this country. And maybe part of that is just that you guys have better infrastructure to get around without a car, and a lot of young people don't have their driver's licenses yet. But I just feel like close friends in Germany tend to do more stuff together than close friends in the United States.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, I'm not sure if it's true, but I think, like, in America, you only or almost only have friends from your high school.
Yeah, that's definitely a big
thing.
And
that's not so big in Germany.
Yeah. Like, you just have school, and we have school and so much more. So hobbies and other things. So, like, we have a lot outside of school.
Yeah, definitely. What are some things that you guys have learned from being a part of either English classes or German classes throughout the years? Anything, like, with languages, learning how to communicate with other people? Or if you guys grew up in, like, a multicultural household, like, how does that impact you now?
I mean, you kind of have a multicultural household, right, Elliot?
I mean, yeah, I am from a foreign country.
So how has that, like, impacted you?
I don't know.
And hey, that's fine.
Wait, what country are you from?
I'm from the UK originally.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can tell because of the accent.
Elliot, are there any differences culturally?
I mean, it's the Anglosphere, so it's still somewhat common, but there's a lot of differences.
Yeah, definitely.
I hate how everyone's really social in the US. If you couldn't tell, I'm not really into that. And I really don't like talking to people. Also, everything in America is huge. Like, everything has to be, like, the best, the showiest, the flashiest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really annoying.
Yeah, I get that.
When did you move to the US?
A while ago.
Okay.
So do you like the UK better than the US?
I'd say both countries probably are bad.
Are there any good countries in your opinion?
Don't know.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so I think that's kind of it. That's all we have for now. Thank you for listening to a broadcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. Bye.
Bye. Bye.